This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The philosopher said, time flies when you're having fun. Here it is, already 7 after the next hour, as we communicate what's going on around the world. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I are here ready to activate your brain and get you to think about things like this. By the way, somebody said to me, Jay, what do you do during the news breaks? Well, I prepare for the next hour. And I also, this last news break, top of the hour, I counted the blueberries in my blueberry box.
How many did you get to?
I got, there were 18 bad ones. I was trying to get the bad ones out so that I would just grab a handful, because I normally go through a box of these blueberries every day. And so sometimes, depending on where you get them, I find the Driscoll blueberries are the ones that are the worst. If you can find another brand, that's the problem. Driscoll has monopolized the growing and production and distribution of fruit in our country, like so many other big things in terms of ag and other businesses. So you get less quality there. And it's more expensive. So if I can't find something beside Driscoll, I want blueberries. So I go through and pick out the ones that are rotten or discolored or whatever it is, that little white stuff that's on them, and toss them so that I can grab a handful. So that's what I did. What'd you do during the last news break?
I was working on other stuff.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
See, here we are.
I'm either chit-chatting or working. Those are one of the two. Occasionally, if we have a long enough moment, I will take Daisy outside to do her thing.
Yeah, that's what I just did with my Daisy. She's going to have an operation. I got to bring her to a vet today because the chip in her shoulder is not getting better and she's limping.
Oh,
you got to get it fixed.
That poor thing.
Ugh, that's awful. It hasn't slowed her down, and he hasn't. Every doctor says you're controlling her movements, right? I said, yeah, you've had a bulldog, have you, Doc? You know how bulldogs are.
Yeah,
you don't control.
Luck.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, Daisy had ACL surgery a couple of years ago, and they were like, make sure she doesn't try to jump off the bed. And it's like, I'm doing my best, but I am only a human. Like, I only move at a certain speed.
Right. Not as speed fast as the dog. Here's the new mother, Lily Fleet, who posted a cleverly edited video of her dressing her son. And it was spotted by an optometrist name. Say it again, Doug. There it is. That was like you earlier today. You couldn't pronounce. What was
prosthesis.
The word you were?
Yeah, I was prosthesis. Struggling over prosthesis.
Well, I just said optometrist correctly. So this is a story of a baby boy's sight saved. Just listen to the way this plays out. The information spotted by Laura Brown, who's an eye doctor. And so the son's name is Ari. Lily Fleet's son's name is Ari. The left eye had a cloudy appearance on it and an outward squint during a short few seconds on a video that she saw.
It's like this is a fleeting moment, and the person happened to notice that.
Yep. So she's speaking of fleeting moments. She messaged Miss Fleet suggesting she get the 8-year-old checked out. And the test revealed that he had some kind of congenital glaucoma, which required an urgent operation to open up the tube in his eye so that fluid could properly drain out.
And this baby is 8 weeks old. This is a newborn, essentially, still.
Yeah. So where was the video that this optometrist saw? Where was it just posted on
TikTok? Yeah, it was just posted on social media.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So apparently the mother had been to the doctor already, but had been turned away. Oh, my God. This is a medical thing. I mean, what turn her away? He can't check her out just to see if there's something to it?
Yeah, they thought it was something that was just like a not a big deal, and it would self-correct by 3 months. But this other person was like, this needs to be handled right now. Like, your baby needs an urgent operation, or could lose the sight in his eye.
So frustrating sometimes, these things. Nobody's perfect, but the other side of it is that you need to pay attention to stuff like this. How would she have known? Had not just there are no accidents. I don't believe in accidents.
Well, frankly. So many people trust their doctors. They're the ones who went to school for all of this. But also, something like this could have been something that happens regularly, and it does correct itself.
Yep.
So it's one of those things of, like, you do have to be your own advocate and your baby's advocate. And this is a great moment of social media actually doing some good, where someone's posting something and people take notice. How many times have we heard about these stories where somebody notices a questionable mole or a marking and it turns out being cancer, and they message the person. They're like, hey, go get that checked out.
Right, exactly. All right, let's move around the world. The Ukrainian war continues, and the Russians continue to deal with the deserters. So apparently the focus is on all the Russian deserters in Ukraine, and people are asking Zelensky, the president, what's the story? What will happen to them? Well, he says they're being treated in a civilized manner, whatever that means. He goes on the air every night to talk to the nation. The one that appeared last night appealing to Russians to run away or surrender once they get to the war front. This is after Bad Vlad signed a law doubling the punishment for Russian soldiers who desert. So these protests, though, are going on not only among the soldiers, but also in back in Russia. This is the end of the line, I think, for Putin.
Well, but this has been something that Ukraine has been showing since the beginning of this, when the Russian military didn't have enough gas, they didn't have directions, they were getting lost, they were breaking down on the side of the road, and Ukrainian civilians were giving them hot water and tea and feeding them and letting them use their cell phone so that they could call back to their parents, because these were still children, essentially, and letting them know, like, hey, we are okay. So this is something that I believe Zelensky when he says you will be treated fairly if you...
And if you get caught by the Russians doing what he's urging you to do, you're going to prison for 10 years. So this is...
At a minimum.
Yeah. They've lost this war. They've lost... Putin's done. It's just a question of time. He was done the first day this started, frankly. But there are other... the Russians, apparently there's a referendum that's been proposed. And I don't know how they're going to get this done, because the government's not going to let them do it. To get, you know, now that the conscription of young men is taking place, and younger Russians are seeing, okay, well, maybe we weren't being told the truth. The people that all their whole lives are built around social media, which reminds me, I saw something over the weekend which was very frightening about people who are James's age. And those are the people that are being conscripted, people in their young, in their early 20s. Not that James is going to get conscripted, he's American, but that age. And what's happening, I've used the term zombie. You've heard me use that term, right?
Mm-hmm.
The term zombie, in referring to people who are exposed to, or who in some way, shape, or form are letting their lives be controlled by these devices. And so there's a whole thing about this whole generation that's becoming zombified because of the fact. And the reason I bring it up now is because this is the generation of Russians who think that Putin is doing okay. They believe him because what they read in their damn device is that the Ukrainians are Nazis and they're going to take over. We have to prevent another Nazi regime from being started. And these kids believe it.
There's adults, too.
Well, yeah, but you
know. It's not just kids. I can't tell you how many adults I have seen or heard from myself or from a friend who somebody's like, hey, did you see this online? Speaking as if it's fact. And it's like, it came from The Onion, which is notably supposed to be like Frank News.
Satire.
Yeah.
It's a satire. Yeah. The Onion is satire.
Exactly. I see adults all the time texting and driving, or you can tell they're taking video while they're behind the wheel. It's something that is happening across all ages, and it has to stop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here is the latest from Iran. Last week, when this woman was killed because, what was her name? Masha Amini, I believe. Is that how you pronounce it? I think it's something close to that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, as soon as it was learned, you see, the difference between Iran and Russia is that Iranians are very well educated. And that you know, begs the question, well, how the hell does the Ayatollah still exist there, given the fact that Iran is as progressive as it is? Well, I mean, you could say that here. How come we have politicians that are particularly negative or backward in a country that is so progressive?
How come racism still exists?
Yeah.
In a country that's so
any kind of prejudice. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Okay, so anyway, some of the reports from Iran today, videos that you can see online, other information is coming from inside the country, suggests that Iran is in almost a civil war. The protests have become ferocious. The demonstrations began when this woman, who was 22 years old, was killed by the police last week. She was arrested for violating the Iranian law requiring women to wear headscarves, mm-hmm. fully hiding their hair. And there have been a lot of people who have been protesting that. In fact, some of the younger Iranians aren't wearing any headgear at all.
Yeah, exactly. And she was wearing hers. It just apparently was not done correctly. And her family was told that she was just going to be detained, was going to have to watch a video of respect and how to do it properly, and then she would be released. And when her parents and her family finally got wind of where she was unconscious in a hospital fighting for her life.
Yep.
And ended up succumbing to her injuries.
So now the clerics who are in charge, this is what is going to call, I think this is the end. I would like to think it was. Maybe there's so many hardliners in Iran. The inflexibility, we have a hard time believing, as much as we think some of the conservatives, I mean, they're both extremes, whether it's too much on the right, too much on the left, that are really a problem. When you look at what's going on with the hardliners in Iran, you understand how the police can get away with this. But the growing desperation among young Iranians, perhaps the same ones I was just talking about that were in Russia age-wise, they are, you know, sort of succumbing to all of the news here. But you can see the cars being burnt, the protests, everything's being shut down in Tehran. So maybe that's a good step. 18 after the hour.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
NAPA! At NAPA, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at NAPA Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return. NAPA! Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved two reformulated vaccines that are designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, that's sweet. Hey, that's swell. Yes, yes, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jay Kirshner and I about to delve into some celebrity social media stuff, trending things about Post Malone, who has canceled the Boston show. This is a reality based on what happened when you take a nasty spill off the stage. So we'll talk about how this is progressing and try to leave the expletives deleted out of the story as we continue in a moment here. Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four. Buy five, get five. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Don't they said I will be nothing. Now they always say congratulations.
All right, so you're going to have to give me a little backgrounder on this because the name sort of rings a bell with me, but I don't know that much about Post Malone in Boston. Apparently that's as far as it got.
No, he's a big artist, big in the hip hop world, the pop world, the R&B world. Has different awards. He has like 10 Billboard Music Awards. Definitely gets a lot of airplay on radio stations. But why we're talking about him now specifically is because last week he had a really nasty fall during his St. Louis concert.
Yeah.
He's walking down the ramp and there was a hole that hadn't been covered properly and he tripped over it and he fell fast, he fell hard, and then he was like pretty much just on the ground in so much pain. People came to check on him. He left the stage. And after a brief pause, he did come back out and finish the show. And he said that he was in so much pain, but it felt like he was doing a little bit better. Well, then cut to when he woke up the day of the Boston concert, and he was in so much pain. He felt like he couldn't breathe. It hurt to breathe. It was the stabbing pain in his chest. Ended up having to cancel the show an hour before it was set to start to go to the hospital. And so it's going to be interesting because his next scheduled performance is tomorrow. He's supposed to be in Cleveland, and then he goes to Pittsburgh the following day. So we're going to see if there's any others that he cancels. But he said he promised everybody that he is going to reschedule that Boston performance. He will be there.
As well he should. There's nothing, I mean, you fix yourself up and go back to work unless they give the money back. See, that's always...
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Most people, they do give the money back because there's so much more involved, whether or not the band has the availability to work, if the venue is even open. It's this. There's so much that goes into rescheduling, but he promised that tickets can be refunded if they want, but he will be back and he will reschedule.
All right, well, you know, good thought for him anyway. Post Malone here on Doug's Good Day at 28 After.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majoring in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin granted citizenship to Edward Snowden, the former National Security Agency contractor who disclosed a top-secret spying program and has been living in Russia since fleeing the United States 9 years ago. Mandatory and voluntary evacuations totaling over 300,000 people have been ordered along Florida's west coast as Hurricane Ian closes in. Currently over western Cuba, the Category 3 hurricane is expected to become a Category 4 by the time it hits Florida Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes.
Germany is calling out sabotage as the Nord Stream pipeline system used to transport Russian gas to Europe has spilled into the Baltic Sea. A German security official says the evidence points to a violent act rather than a technical issue. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a fellow who donated a fossil that he found. He was hiking. This fossil apparently is like 50,000 years old. Bada boom, older than me. He says, money isn't everything. Good for you, sir.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Ba, 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 ba. Okay. Maybe that's enough of that. Okay. Let's truck on into your life again here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program coming up on 35 past the hour. The inside story of what's going on in the universe today. What can you do to make your life better? How is your life today going to be better than it was yesterday? Have you thought about that yet today?
Oh, sounds like a good opportunity to discuss gratitude and journaling.
Yes, gratitude
start
is good.
Start your morning thinking of three things that you are appreciative of, what you have gratitude for.
Yeah. What are you thankful for? Do that every day. Why not? And a lot of people think that fall is a good time to start new rituals, the shifting seasons. I think this happens, you can do it at the beginning of any season, right? You can use any, the beginning of any hour, beginning of any day, beginning of any week, beginning of any month, beginning of the new year. It's all about resolutions. Well, you can make resolutions every day to have access to better thinking. So happy fall and happy doing what comes naturally. There's a story from Oklahoma. High school calls on two young girls to help avoid a forfeit. This is a Wewonka. Is that how you pronounce that? Wewonka?
Wewonka. That's what I thought it was. Yeah, Wewonka.
Yeah. 70 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. I think you can probably hear us in that neck of the woods. This is a real small town, almost a Midwestern small town, Oklahoma.
Less than 200 students for the entire high school.
Yeah, right. So, they do not have, when they're ready to play games, like when they have football probably there, that sort of thing.
Yeah, specifically the football, because of apparently multiple instances due to different reasons, they weren't going to have enough players for their football game, and they were going to have to forfeit. And for so many high school kids, they play because they just love to play. It's not about the scholarships. It's not about the a dream of going to the pros. They just love to play. So when there's a forfeit, even if they lose, which they did lose by a lot, it's still just being able to have fun. And when you forfeit, you can't even really scrimmage the other team or anything, depending on the school rules. Some schools will allow members of the other team to play for the other school's team just to have a scrimmage, even though you automatically, that those people won. But they had two female students who jumped in and were like, hey, we'll play.
9 years old
and then,
something.
Yeah, and they were able to play. It was Natalie Davis and Kelly Ramsey. And
did I lose? Did I just drop out again there?
Was that you or was that me?
I don't know. I think it was a little of both. So we've got a little bit of a problem here with connections. You okay, James? You got me now? All right. Okay. Meanwhile, we had a little technical. It's a problem with technical. All this technology that takes us to do these programs today, but hey, if it gets a hiccup, bingo bango.
But yeah, Natalie Davis took on number 9, and Callie Ramsey took on number 5, and Wewonka fell 47-14 against whom they were playing, but they had fun, and the point is they got to play.
Yeah, girls playing football, I don't care about football so much, but I think we need to encourage more. There's more equality these days. I know this will make some people want to throw something at the radio, but there is equality in the sexes. In many ways.
Yeah, and a lot of times if the kickers or their down kickers or people got hurt or whatever, they'll pull from the soccer teams. And we've seen so many stories of females who are the quarterbacks. And I think it has become a rule that if a school sport doesn't have both a boys team and a girls team, that all genders, all sexes are permitted to try out.
That's part of Title IX. But it's, you know, when you get right down to it, the credit... In this case, these two girls, the credit belongs to them. They were actually in the arena. They stepped up, and they did what was necessary. And so there's some praise for them and praise that's deserved. All right, other praise here. People are excited because Rihanna has been named to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. Isn't that interesting? We're the first real weekend of football in the official season. And now we're talking about the halftime at the Super Bowl, and that's the end of the season. So anyway, the NFL said that Rihanna would be the headliner. Rihanna is, do we care what Jay-Z said? Why do we care what Jay-Z?
Well, because Rock Nation is teaming up with NFL for the halftime show, and she's one of the artists.
Okay.
On Rock Nation, that's who her label is.
And she's married to Jay-Z, right?
No, Beyonce is married to Jay-Z.
Oh, so why does anybody care what Jay-Z says about Rihanna?
Because Rock Nation is his production, is his label. And she's a Rock Nation artist.
Got it. Okay. So, apparently the NFL asked Taylor Swift about headlining, but she took a pass.
Yeah, she'll like do it 70 months ago. She wants to. She just doesn't want to do it until she re-records all of her music because she doesn't want to play anything that other people would make money for, and
right.
she doesn't want to leave anything out either. So
yeah.
she has, I think,
good.
6 albums that she has to re-record, and she's only really done 2. So when she's done, she says that she would love to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, anyway, I think this is cool. Congratulations, Dara. I was looking at Rihanna because I don't really claim to be a knowledgeable person. Rihanna is one of those people that's sort of out there and is not in my wheelhouse. But I remember you pointing out to me a couple of weeks ago about Rihanna helping. This tells me a lot about who she is. She was in a restaurant. And there was a lot of cleanup after.
Yeah, it was a big girls'
friends.
Night.
Right.
Yeah, it's not necessarily that there was so much cleanup, but they showed up and there was pretty much closing time, and she begged them to stay open.
Yeah,
so they were already staying late.
Up.
So so once they were done, she and some other members of her party, they helped the restaurant staff clean up so that they could close as soon as possible and all get home.
Yeah. So that's cool. By the way, she's a billionaire, isn't she, at this point, with all the
mm-hmm.
things that she does?
Yeah, so many things. She has
well.
Makeup line,
right.
clothing line.
Yeah. Okay. So the reason that it caught my attention, a couple of weeks ago we were also talking about the Guinness Book of World Records and how it all got started. And I thought to myself, in the headline of this story was a focus on the restaurant itself, which is a highly touted restaurant wherever she went. It's called Caviar Russe. It's got the number one rating on the Michelin restaurant guide. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, how does the same with the, you know, when you think about these guides and how they come to be. And then so I dug around. Michelin is a tire brand. So what has that got to do with restaurants? What is it, the connection that brings them together? So I went back to the origins of the Michelin Tire Company. It's probably the best-known tire brand in the world. It is the oldest. The Michelin Tire Company was established in 1889 by two brothers in France when there were 3,000 cars in all of the country, and they needed tires. And these two guys, pretty smart, recognizing driving and mobility was going to be around. Cars were not going away. They were here to stay. So they developed a plant that in the process to make tires. And so to encourage road travel and to boost sales of their tires, so more people obviously were going to be on the road, so we need guides. So in 1900... the first edition of the Michelin Guide was published by the two brothers, and 35,000 copies were given out free. And so as the tire company grew, the guide grew, there were specific editions that were made for each country. It was first France, and then it was Europe, and then it was America. And so the grandson of one of them anyway, decided that it was that, you know, he had taken over the Michelin Tire Company. It was so popular, he decided to charge for it. And so now I guess you have to pay for it. I've never actually paid for one. I've seen them. But anyway, the Michelin Star System was born in 1926 so that they would name restaurants in specific categories of specific places and hotels as well. They would, at first, I guess they took ads for this stuff, and then they decided, no, this is, the Michelin Guide became so important that it sold on its own. They didn't need advertising, and the advertising corrupted the ratings anyway. That always happens, right? When if you want to get a legitimate rating, it's mm-hmm. like Angie's List, right? I don't think they pay to be an Angie's List, do they? That's one of the things that she prides herself on.
You know what? I don't know. And I think that there was something that was going on with Angie's List, and they had to rebrand, and it's called something
Angie's
else.
Now. It's called Angie's.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. But I'm not sure that they needed to pay to get on it, but subscribers mm-hmm. are supposed to pay to get the information
right.
off of it.
Yeah, well, that was the case with Michelin. Anyway, so there are all kinds of Now, restaurant guides, the Michelin restaurant guide, the hotel guide, and it's become a separate industry. It's a great, back in 1957, the guide rewarded restaurants that provided good meals at moderate prices and featured them in the Michelin guide. I think I remember seeing pictures of the Michelin man, you know, that guy that looks like a white tire.
The big marshmallow dude.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it was a good promotional device for Michelin, and now it's turned into this whole guide here. And back, I was thinking of that because we were talking about the Guinness Book of World Records and how that happened to come. Remember we had that conversation a few weeks ago about how the Michelin, I mean the Guinness Book of World Records started as a reward. You got a bottle of beer if you won something or you were the best in something. And then it just expanded to now being an entity of itself, of its own. And that's the same thing with the Michelin with the Michelin guide. Was that too much information or was that okay?
It was about the right amount of information.
Right amount of information. Okay. Mm-hmm. In a moment, we're going to find out what's happened to Amy Cooper. Remember her? She was the one who was the black bird watcher. She called the cops about the bird watcher in Central Park. And she got sued. Well, that's an interesting story. And it's kind of come to a conclusion. After this, we'll find out what's the conclusion.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Napa! At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return. Napa! Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit pennzoil.com/rewards.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, Napa has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing all cylinders.
After she called police about that black bird watcher in Central Park a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she said that he was, like, threatening her and her dog.
Nonsense.
And here, there's a video that went viral, and he was filming her because he also was kind of like, what is happening? But she's on the phone with police saying all of these things. She ends up getting fired. And here, his name is Christian Cooper, no relation to Amy Cooper. But he said that the only thing that he did was ask her to leash her dog because that was the law in the specific area of
the park
where they were, that dogs were not permitted to be off leash. And he's bird watching. He doesn't want the dog running off and scaring the birds.
So she said that she was being accosted by a black man, basically.
Yeah, that she and her dog, and then all of this stuff follows suit. She loses her job. She sues her former place of employment, and the judge threw it out.
Yeah, good. Good for him and good for the end of that story. 10 before the hour.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big. At Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
From this perfect boy aboard his tiny ship. The mate was a violent sailor man, skipper, brave and sure.
Ever take the tour of Universal Studios in California? Jay, did you ever take that tour? Or Chuck, did you ever take that tour?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Not the one in California. Well, is that still there? Is that still there, Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Really?
Still there. Yeah, like the Jaws thing. It's right, by the way, the Jaws thing and the Gilligan's Island.
No, but Jaws is not in Orlando, Florida. Jaws attraction is not there anymore.
No, but it was originally in Los Angeles. I don't know if they moved it to Florida or not, but it was originally in the same pond that they did Gilligan's Island.
Right.
So, they had a man-made pond at the park, or not at the park, but in the production facilities, and so they used it for all kinds of things. All right, so let's get at it. Chucker, why did we play Gilligan's Island?
Because this day in TV history, September 26, 1964, Gilligan's Island premiered on CBS. First season, 36 episodes, Doug, all shot in black and white. There were a total of 90 episodes. The show ran from 64 to 67. I watched his show in syndication religiously. I was a big fan. That theme song's one of the catchiest opening theme songs of all time. Bob Denver was great as Gilligan. Alan Hale, great as the professor.
Alan Hale Jr. was usually Alan Hale Jr. was kind of like Harry Carey Jr. Everybody recognized the name, so they all gave him parts, and then they realized that it was the son of the famous actor, and then they became famous actors on their own. And most of the time, both of them started out as bad guys. If you go back to Alan Hale, some of the original stuff you see him in, he was a bad dude. And yet he came across in like good actors. He was the happiest, friendliest. It was the most lovable character on that show, I thought, anyway. So,
you know, they talked a lot, like, I don't know, like 15, 20 years ago, they're talking about doing a big screen version because they were converting every sitcom into a movie. And they talked about Brian Dennehy as a skipper and Rick Moranis as Gilligan. I actually think that would have been really good.
That would have been all right.
Yes, it would have been. I don't think you could do a Gilligan's Island movie now in 2022. The world has just changed so dramatically. I just don't think.
Well, I mean, what can we do? You bring up something, and we become kind of negative sometimes about the reality of what's going on. But in terms of whatever it is that works, good stories don't seem to make a difference anymore. It's all this crap, this BS about, you know, the Transformers and blowing things up and killing people and all that stuff. Instead of, there are movies and there are TV shows that have good stories attached to them. But you said it here, they don't get a good promotion.
Here's another one. Same creator, Sherman Schwartz, This Day in TV History, September 26, 1969. The Brady Bunch premieres on ABC. Total of 117 episodes. That's another show, syndication-wide, that really caught on generationally. And then 1986, this is an interesting footnote, TV history, Patrick Duffy's Bobby Ewing stepped out of the shower, returned to the show after a one-year hiatus. It was all a dream by his wife, Pam, played by Victoria Principal. That's what we talked about last week about calling Jump the Shark, although I think this saved Dallas because he was such a perennial important part of that show, and his chemistry with Larry Hagman's J.R. Ewing was so important. So I was okay with it. It was a wild creative decision, but I do understand in retrospect why they needed to do it, and I think it worked out, actually.
Yep. All right, so there's been a new horror movie that's been announced, and apparently it's coming out next week. The studio found a creative way to let people know about it, sending background actors to live baseball games.
Really?
The movie's called Smile. And
it's getting good buzz.
Yeah, right. And apparently what they've done, they have gone to Major League Baseball games to plug the show themselves, and it'll get television. You know, these guys are wandering around in the stadiums.
Well, they're in prominent areas, like right behind home plate, and they're wearing a T-shirt that says Smile, and they're just smiling.
I was watching the New York Oakland A game the other night, and I was wondering what that was. It was a woman behind the home plate dugout camera, and she was just smiling into the camera. And a buddy of mine said she looks like she's possessed. What's going on? I didn't realize. That's funny.
So now you learned something from us, Chuck.
No, I did.
Thank
you very much, Doug.
You're welcome. All right, we'll check box office totals tomorrow. They're nothing significant anyway. Chuck Curry here, 59 after on Good Day.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.